Jesus said, repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name unto all the nations beginning from Jerusalem. Luke 24:47. It was in fulfillment of that command that the apostles, on the day of Pentecost, preached to the Jews from every nation under heaven the gospel of Jesus Christ, Acts chapter 2. And every conversion of man has followed that example ever since. The scriptures reveal one event where God brought the preacher and the potential disciple together. When Philip was sent to deliver the gospel to the Ethiopian, Philip opened his mouth and, beginning from this scripture, preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on the way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch saith, behold, here is water, what does hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they both went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Acts chapter 8, verse 35 through 38. When Saul of Tarsus was on the road to Damascus, Jesus manifested himself to Saul, and the Lord said, arise and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do. Acts 22:10. Consequently, Saul went to Damascus, and Ananias came to him and told him what to do. And standing by me, said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And in that very hour I looked upon him, and he said, the God of our fathers has appointed thee to know his will, and to see the righteous one, and to hear a voice from his mouth. For thou shalt be a witness for him unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise, and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on his name. Acts 22:13-16. The importance of preaching can also be seen in Paul's charge to Timothy. Preach the word, be urgent in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine, but, having itching ears, will heap to themselves teachers after their own lust, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and turn aside unto fables. 2 Timothy 4:2-4. Timothy was told to be urgent in season, out of season, whether he felt like preaching or whether his hearers felt like hearing. If man waits until he is ready or his hearers are ready, nothing will get done. Some people are useless in the scriptural realm, though they have great knowledge. Are you waiting for the right moment? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.